We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This is Grave Confessions from the Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's grave confession.
Hi, guys. I've called in previously in regards to my daughter, Lillian, having psychic dreams where she's visited by a girl that has passed previously that she had no knowledge of, could have had no knowledge of. She is still visited by her. It's been probably 2 years now since this all began. But my other daughter, who's a couple years older than she is, than Lillian is, she has seen things like come in and out of Lillian's room, and heard things. And she's very empathetic to the point that if she sees that someone is upset or someone else is experiencing something really tough, she will cry or get emotionally distraught. I mean, we see counseling and we have a therapist for that, just because it does intensify her anxiety. So one day I had realized, you know, my grandmother and I used to play cards. So I thought, I'm going to teach the girls to play some more cards, more than just like Old Maid or, you know, whatever. So we played Uno was the first thing that we started playing. And Rennie really took up to those cards. I mean, she just loved her and wanted her own set of Uno cards. Now keep in mind, she's a teenager and she's like, I want my own cards. And I'm like, okay. So she's like, can you teach me some more card games? These cards games are really interesting to me. And they're really in depth. And she had talked about it with more spunk than I had seen her talk about anything recently, just because of with everything with COVID and the way the state of the world is right now, it really is disruptive to her. But anyway, so we have been coping with all that. So I thought, okay, let's learn to play just Rummy or Gin Rummy and some of the things that my grandmother had taught me. So I bought a couple decks of cards. And as I'm teaching her this, she's like, Mama, these cards will tell you, they tell you things. And I'm like, they tell you things? And she's like, yeah, the cards will tell you things. And she's like, if you really pay attention to them, she's like this one, it makes me feel like, and she basically done a tarot card reading for me, utilizing just a regular deck of cards. This is really odd, you know, and all of this come to fruition. So I was like, wow, you know, this is very odd. And she's like, okay, I've done, she looks into everything and checks everything out. She's very, observed everything. So she went online, she found out about tarot cards. She'd really, or tarot, I'm not sure how different people pronounce it differently. It was something that I was not willing to purchase for her. And then on an outing one day at a bookstore, of course, my husband was like, you know, had taken them and was like, you know, guys, pick out some books, you know, blah, blah, blah. And she picks out also some tarot cards. He doesn't pay attention. He just goes ahead and buys what they get because, I mean, he sees the books that they have. They're kind of stacked up, normal children's or age-appropriate books. So I'm like, when I get home, she's like, don't be mad, but Daddy bought me tarot cards. And I'm like, what? And so she starts utilizing them and it's just, it blows my mind. I mean, it gives me cold chills even thinking about it. And when you put she and my other daughter together, who one is a seer, I guess, and then Rennie is very empathetic, maybe an empath, and then read tarot card readings. She prays before she does it. A lot of people automatically, like I have taken her to different places and she'll look at tarot cards and that sort of thing. And we've even had people come up to us and say that they'll pray for her, that she's down a wrong path. But I've prayed about it. I've learned to kind of just accept it for what it is. And Rennie and Lily both for what they are. It's just astonishing though, to really, you know, have them together and feeding off of one another. We were over at a friend's house recently, and it's a friend I confide in, and she knows what Rennie does. So Rennie had taken her cards. She done reading spot on, everything spot on. But as soon as we pulled into the driveway, they're like, they wanted watermelon. They were craving watermelon. They needed watermelon. I'm like, okay, as soon as we leave here, if they don't have watermelon, it's not in season, but I'll get you watermelon. So we get in there and they keep saying, man, we're really craving watermelon. We're craving watermelon. And my youngest daughter sits next to one of the girls that is there. And they keep looking at each other and they're like, yeah, we're craving watermelon. We're really craving watermelon. And then at that point, my daughter is like, excuse me. And she looks at the other girl, and says, will you go to the restroom? Can I speak to you in the restroom? Or a different part of the house and somewhere private. And she said, sure. So they go to, they go down to the basement and they're talking because, you know, we're upstairs. They come back up and the girl is like pale. And my daughter looks at my other daughter and she shakes her head, yes. And so I get out and I'm like, do you guys still want watermelon? Because I'm totally, you know, I just try to write things down. We either record them or write them down. When they do these little reading things for people. So anyway, they were like, no, we're not craving it anymore. And Lily's like, but I can tell you why we were. And I'm like, you don't have to. And she's like, no, I took her and I asked her. And mind you, they have two children and they're thinking of having a third. And she's in her early 30s. So she's like, I just said, you know, hey, you and your husband are trying to get pregnant. And they were like, I said, what did she say to you? And she said, she was like, how could you possibly know? And she said, that's why me and my sister were craving watermelon. When you were pregnant with both pregnancies, you've craved watermelon so intensely. And we both picked up on it. And it just blew the girl's mind. And then she had asked Rennie to do a reading for her. And she did, but she didn't discuss that part because, you know, she knew others didn't want to know. And some of her family members were around, but they went into great detail on various other things. I mean, down to their workplace, to where a family member, how they recently passed, even things I didn't know, things they called each other nicknames that I didn't know. I mean, it was just insane. So I do believe this is something that's kind of trickling down from my mother's side of the family. And it's just, it's amazing, and I'm proud of them, but it's scary at the same time. There's no parenting book, and there's certainly no parenting book for this, but please listen to your children, for those who hear this, and encourage them, and don't be ashamed of them, and don't just shrug them off. Listen to them when they have something to say. I just wanted to put that out there. Thank you, and everyone have a blessed day.
This has been a Grave Confession
from the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.